Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
Hi, I'm Mark Brown. I'm a senior product manager at Microsoft for the web platform team. We make a thing called the Web Platform Installer, which provides an easy kind of one-click installation experience for, there's roughly about two dozen open source PHP and .NET applications available that all run, configured to run on Windows and iOS. Today, Dries announced the release of our SQL PDO driver that, combined with Drupal 7, allows Drupal 7 to run right on top of SQL Server.
Okay, so what does that mean? What are the implications of that?
Well, it just gives people that are building Drupal sites more options. I think I've gone to a lot of Drupal events in the past year, and many of them come to me and say, I want to be able to deploy Drupal into this customer site, but they're all running SQL Server, and they don't want to deploy MySQL in there, or they can't, right? Their DBAs are like, no way, I can't put that in there. So I think for a lot of shops that are building Drupal sites, they can now go back to those customers or go to new customers that are running the Microsoft Web Platform and go and deploy Drupal nice and easily because they'll have SQL Server already in there.
And so maybe talk about the process of Microsoft. It's a pretty large corporation, and then how did the process come about to be more directly involved in the development of Drupal in a contributed module way?
So this has been going on for some time. We've had a lot of feedback not only from our customers but also people in the Drupal community that were asking for this kind of support in there. And we were partnered up with the Commerce guys and Damien out of France, and he helped us with building the SQL PDO driver, and then he built the SQL Server module that sits within Drupal itself and provides that layer that sits in between there. So working with those guys, they were a huge help because obviously they're experts, in the Drupal platform, and they also wanted to see SQL Server support in there to help them with their business. So they teamed up with us and helped us bring this thing out for everybody to see today.
And so Damien Tourneau of AF83 and the Commerce guys are working on a new Drupal Commerce and Drupal 7. So what are they doing on the back end that they need to have this PDO driver for what Microsoft product?
I don't know much about what they're building with their Commerce. I know they're building their Commerce package there, and I know they wanted to be able to have SQL support, so it was that need that really kind of made the whole relationship happen with them. But this will now give them the option, right, for their Commerce package to be able to deploy on whichever database, right, even Oracle with PDO support in there. So I think it's fascinating that, with Drupal 7 coming out, you got many more options for databases, right? This should make it much easier for people that are building Drupal sites to go into any customer scenario and be confident that they can go and build the Drupal site and integrate it with the existing data infrastructure that they've got there now. So, very cool.
And so maybe talk a bit about being at Microsoft, how you are, relating to Drupal or sort of pushing it up, and where is Drupal at on the radar for Microsoft? Because obviously you guys are a sponsor here at DrupalCon.
Yeah, I mean, Drupal is a really growing and awesome community, right? And there's a lot of websites running on Drupal, and that's growing, very, very quickly. And we spent a lot of energy and time working with a lot of folks from the PHP community to help get PHP on Windows to run really well, working to rebuild IIS from the ground up and make it completely modular so that we could have great fast CGI module in there to host PHP. We've built a new WinCache module that's open source under a BSD license, and we submitted it to Peckle so people can go and download that or check out the source code and contribute to it if they want. And so it's really been kind of a whole new model of working with the community and trying to integrate with them to make the thing they care about, whether it's just PHP or if it's Drupal or whatever app, but make it run great on the Windows platform, because we think it's a great platform to host your web applications on. And it's getting better all the time, and that's why we spent so much time and effort working with these various communities, because we'd like you to consider Windows.
Great. And so how did this relationship come about? What was the interaction or interface between Microsoft and the Drupal community?
Yeah, so there's a guy in the SQL Server team, so Akshay Chaudhry, who kind of led this whole thing up. And it was a culmination of a lot of discussions with folks in the Drupal community, folks in the core PHP community who just said, you know, this is something we'd really love to see from you guys, right? It would really help us use your platform or make us want to use it more if you could provide this kind of support. So it was really, I mean, this thing really drove from the community itself, right? And us listening to them and listening to our own customers who were saying, hey, I'd like to be able to run these applications as well, but I can't, you know, can you do something about that? So that's really how this whole thing came about. And really, you know, things kind of just clicked, let's say late last year. And we reached out to those guys and worked with them, and they were like, yeah, let's do it. And it went from zero to where it is today really, really fast. And it was a it was a furious march getting this thing done. And I think a lot of people are really excited, and it works great. And we're looking forward to getting this thing released out later this summer to coincide when Drupal 7 comes out, released.
And where can people go for more information when it does come out?
Yeah, they can get an easy three-step process to install it if they go to microsoft.com/web/Drupal. And they can go and get SQL Server and IIS with one click using our web platform installer, and then go and install PHP 5.3.2 and then configure it for FastCGI. And then I've got a third link in there to go and download the package that the Commerce guys built. That includes the SQL PDO driver, that includes the SQL module, includes Drupal 7 build, and our WinCache in there as well, with a few other modules in there for Drupal. They can download that, crack it open, run the setup, and be up and running from zero to stood up Drupal 7 on SQL Server in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes tops. It takes longer to download than it takes to install.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Yeah, great, thanks, Kent.